Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we are delighted you are here. Rod is a trance channel, meaning his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners will come through. We get no advance notice, so it's always a lovely surprise for us as well as for you. We'll take questions in the order of call-in. And I would like to request that everybody limit themselves to their first three most important questions. So if you have a list, pick those out, the key ones for you. And I'd like to make a couple of statements ahead of time when the being comes in, I will ask for verification. From what we have been told by Merlin and others, that Trump not only got the electoral vote, but he will get the popular vote as well once all the absentee ballots are counted. Sometimes that takes weeks, unfortunately, which I think is not really a good situation. But they always favor the Republican or more conservative candidate. So we feel that for sure he will have the popular vote as well as the electoral vote, which he has. There can be no dates or rates given for any of the currency things. The machines, the voting machines that have all been, if you've kept up with the news, you know that they've been fractionalized in the past, where one vote is really worth a half a vote, or a tenth of a vote, or a hundredth of a vote, or two votes or 10 votes because of fractionalizing programming that's been inserted into not all the states, but many of them. And that's in order to control the outcome of the election so they can predict ahead of time, oh, this person's going to win like a week ahead because it's been set up. However, the white hats went in and reprogrammed all of those machines so they came back to one person, one vote, which is the way it's supposed to be. So this is an honest win by Trump. And we are very delighted that things are moving along the way they are. We've got some very good news. So I'd like to get started now. Let me give you numbers to call in. If you're on a listen-only line, and all these lines are in my email and also on the BBS radio site. If you're on a listen-only line, you need to hang up and call another number. And that the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And the alternate line for that question and answer portion is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. Okay, so let's get started.
Hello, dear ones.
Welcome.
My name is Kali.
Kali?
Yes.
Is that K-A-L-I?
It is indeed.
Okay, wonderful. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself or anyone who's not familiar with you?
I am the goddess of death and rebirth.
Ooh, how interesting. Which is exactly what's going on with our country, right?
Exactly.
Which is why you're here. Ooh.
Correct.
I love it.
Kali. It is not only your country, dear one. It is the world.
Yes. Yes, I do mean that. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Okay, we have a caller already, Verna. Verna, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Good.
Hello, dear one.
Oh, hi. I just thank you for talking with me. I just want to know when you see me living back on Maui, working with Mary and Rod.
First of the year.
Okay, sounds good. My next question is, what is Gordon doing, or where is he?
He's like a bear in a cave at the moment.
What does that mean?
He's hiding from the world.
That sounds unlike him. Okay. Do we have to reincarnate? What if we don't want to?
Say again, please.
Do we have to reincarnate? What if we don't want to reincarnate on this world?
Dear one, you would not be forced to do that.
Okay,
but
thank you.
If there are things that you wish to put right, then you would want to.
Well, we'll see. Okay, that's my three questions. Thank you, Cully.
Most welcome, dear one.
Thank you, Verna. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, we have Brad. Brad, are you on the line?
Yes, thank you.
Sure.
Hello, dear one.
Hello. I would like to learn just for a minute or two, and I think the learning could help me. So I would like to learn a little bit about where you are. So may I ask some questions about where you are so that it in turn will help me and others to know about where you are, maybe where you are exactly in evolution?
Where I am in evolution?
Yes. May I ask some questions so that I can learn as well?
Sure.
So, if is it true that the term dimension? What dimension are you on? Or is it interchangeable with sphere? The word sphere. So I'm on the first sphere or this first dimension. The second sphere or the second dimension is, so is the word sphere similar to the word dimension?
Similar but not identical.
Okay. And may I ask what sphere or dimension that you are on?
I'm in the ninth dimension.
Oh, wow. Okay. And now if you said dimension, okay, so what sphere are you on? Or is that different, or it's not a category? What sphere are you on?
At present, I am not on any sphere.
Okay, but the ninth dimension.
Yes.
Okay. And can you tell us anything about that so that we can learn about your evolution and how you've went from lower dimensions to that dimension? Can you tell us anything about your evolution of how you evolved and went up and up and up from, like, the second to the third to the fourth?
Brad, let her answer the question. Give her time.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Dear one, it was a matter of learning, my learning. As I learned, I had opportunity to evolve. That's how.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And one last thing. Are you aware of entities like Saint Germain and Ramtha and Archangel Michael? Is your awareness aware of entities?
Absolutely am.
And is there anything that you can tell us about other entities that are in a dimensional, higher dimensional state that you are in?
There are many who work in the light that I am aware of and support.
Okay, well, thank you. Okay. And, well, as one last question before I go, I would imagine I desire to be a light worker. So in your remote views, can you see me as a light worker?
Dear one, I am available to assist you in that regard. Just call on me, ask me, and I will be there.
And that is Kali?
Yes.
That sounds Hawaiian.
No, dear one, it is not.
Okay. Okay, I want to make room for the next call, so thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, dear one.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you, Brad. Next, we have Barbara.
Oh, good evening. I was just got on, so I don't know who are you tonight. Who are you?
Dear one, this is Kali.
Kali?
Yes, goddess of death and rebirth.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
And Barbara, I announced at the beginning of the call that everybody please limit themselves to their most important three questions. Okay?
Well, I'll try very hard. When will the new republic start and with the gold standard?
In the first month of the new year coming.
What will happen to Hillary's double? Will she be punished and put in jail?
Dear one, that's a subject I'm not going to touch.
Will we have a new election with two new candidates?
You will have a new form of governance.
When?
Before the first month of the new year is halfway through.
Before the
first month of the new year is halfway through.
And I'm sure the cabal, they're all finished.
The cleanup is proceeding very well.
It's proceeding, it's going smoothly.
It's going very well, yes.
And the stock market, what will happen there?
There will be a bobble.
A bubble?
A bobble. A momentary disturbance.
How long?
How long?
How long will that wobble?
Can you say 33 minutes?
33 minutes.
Yes.
And you did say we go on the gold standard, like the first month of the new year. Is that correct?
Correct.
And can you tell me, the goddess of death, what is that?
That's only part of it, death and rebirth. You have to let go of the old to make way for the new.
Okay. All right. I guess my time is up. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Okay. Cindy is unable to be on the call tonight. She normally is because of work. And so she was interested in knowing if there's any new information about her financial situation and her being able to get to France.
Before year end.
Oh, she'll be pleased about that. And she will have money?
Yes.
To manage to do that. Great. Okay. Very good. All right. Can you give us a corroboration that the voting machines were cleaned up, and so this was one of the realest votes we've had in a very long time, as far as one person, one vote, rather than the fractionalization that's been done in the past?
Yes, this was taken care of so that there was not the corruption that has occurred in the past.
That is so good. And I'm understanding that the best explanation for who did this is the White Hats.
That serves.
Yes, okay. Good, good. All right. I just saw an email from Zap that the request for funds to take care of some of his people came through very quickly. The funds were transferred very quickly. Was Donald Trump's office involved in that in any way, or was it given by regular people, so to speak, as opposed to him?
In your lingo, regular people.
Regular people. Okay. This is great. All right. Okay. Okay, we have a caller. Carol, welcome.
Let me just finish up on that last piece.
Wait, Carol. Kali would like to finish.
Fine.
But.
Go ahead, Kali, and finish your thought.
We'll revisit it later.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry to have interrupted.
No problem.
Carol, welcome.
Hello, dear Wayne.
Thank you. Hello. I have issues with my nervous system where it short circuits, and it's constantly trying to, I guess what it's trying to do is reestablish those short circuits, so it's constantly, there's constant movement in my legs and my whole body. I'm wondering if I should, I mean, that could just go on 24/7. Is that all right? I mean, is that too much for me, or is that overtaxing my system?
This will not permanently damage you, if that is your concern.
Uh, okay, so it's fine if I just let it go on. I mean, I can't really stop it, so I guess I, you know, it's not a thing I can stop. So it's okay for me to do that then, apparently.
Yes. If this is something that you don't feel serves you, you can choose to let it go.
Well, I guess I'm just not, I don't have enough wisdom to do that yet. Although I'm working on it, I think.
Dear one, I guess that is patently false. You certainly have all the things it takes to do that.
Then why am I not doing it?
Because it hasn't become important to you.
Oh, jeez. I don't like to hear that.
Well, you would rather hear that you are a victim.
If I call on you, can you help me with that?
Absolutely.
Okay, I shall do that. And my next question is, my husband's sister is in a mental institution in Phoenix, Arizona, and I think she's on transitioning or on her way out. And he'll probably have to go to Arizona. We don't quite have the funds for that. And if he does go, will I be all right being by myself here?
You'll be fine.
Okay. And so will he have the funds to go if this happens?
He will be inspired to find a way to get the funds. And he will.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I had one little question. I've already forgotten it.
Okay, Carol.
All right. Thank you so very, very much. I missed you guys last week.
Yes, thank you very much. Okay. Apologize
Namaste.
For not being here last week.
Namaste.
Namaste. Okay, let me take a quick break and give phone numbers again. If you are on a listen-only line and would like to ask a question, we'd love to have you do that. The toll-free number is 888-627-6008. And the alternate line is 323-744-4831. And we have the honor today of our guest is Kali, the goddess of death and rebirth. And how appropriate for our country and the planet.
And I would like to ask all of you to not hold on so dearly to that which does not serve you. Be willing to let that which does not serve you go easily, smoothly. Please.
And Kali, do you mean that on, of course, a personal level, like illness or financial problems or other things that hold people back, as well as the government situation, governance coming, etc., but the old system of politics and government in this country?
I mean that in every aspect of your lives.
Every aspect. Okay.
Including relationships.
Okay. Yes, it's time. Many people are changing relationships. Leaving former relationships and finding new relationships.
Indeed.
That's really, really beautiful.
It is appropriate.
When you speak of rebirth, you being the goddess of death and rebirth, of course, we're talking about the death of the old government system, not only in the U.S., but around the world. As time goes on, maybe not everybody all at once, but letting go of the old forms of government that don't serve the people and welcoming an entirely new form.
Yes.
Can you give us any description of the new that's coming?
I think that recently you were given a huge clue by Lancelot when he said, think round table.
Yes. King Arthur's round table.
Yes.
Where it's participatory and involvement by everybody. And,
correct.
Contributory and consensus and all those really beautiful words that haven't been that expressed recently in our country.
Yes.
Good, good,
that.
Good.
And with the transparency of motivation, there will not be the possibility of the shenanigans that have gone on in your politics for quite some time.
And isn't that exciting? Oh my gosh, to be free of that stuff.
Very.
Yes, yes. Okay, we have a caller. Susan, welcome. Susan, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. thank you so much for being here tonight. And the death and rebirth has been coming up for me. It's interesting in different ways. Different information. So to have you here tonight means so much to me because I feel like I personally am imploding completely. I feel totally disconnected in some sort of void, and I can't put it into words. So it feels like I'm having a personal, complete meltdown, death and rebirth. And I don't even recognize myself. Is that something you could give me some guidance on or just call on you to help me through it?
Call on me, and let me say this. It can be extremely easy if you will let it. Please do.
Okay.
Please let it be
Thank
easy.
You. It kind of blindsided me. I wasn't sure what it was. It was like I didn't recognize anything. So thank you. It puts it in better perspective. I appreciate that.
Welcome.
Anything else?
The paint marks may not make sense when you're up close. Step back. They'll make a lot more sense.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so
Welcome.
Much. Okay. Namaste. Thank you for being here tonight, Rod, Mary, and Kali.
Welcome, dear one.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome, Mary.
Okay. Can you give us any indication of how on a local level or on a larger county, state, federal level, the whole concept of King Arthur's Round Table might actually work? Can you give us any guidance or sense of that?
Everyone will participate. Everyone will contribute.
And how is that workable with over 3 million people in the United States?
It is not nearly as difficult as one might imagine.
Okay. Is there any outline of the form that this will take that you can give us at this time?
Participatory, dear.
Does that mean everybody votes on every issue?
It means that there is will be local, and then there will be regional, etc.
So there will be some form of representation.
Yes.
At the regional level. But it'll be much fairer and more under our control at the from the local level?
Yes, it will be. And again, this transparency will ensure that what you are told will be what is.
Ah, I like that a lot.
I thought you might.
No more hidden agendas.
Exactly.
That is awesome. So on a practical level, will there be like town meeting type situations that you could go to physically and also see on the internet?
Yes, the internet will play a big part in this.
Yes, just for transmitting the information to those that can't physically be present?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. And I'm presuming this includes issues being explained properly, honestly, without being tweaked for hidden agendas, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So, on a practical level, there is an area, we live near the ocean on Maui, and there's a sewage treatment plant that is my understanding that doesn't always work properly, and so the water that comes out is not always clean, and we, of course, have a lot of tourists here. It seems that many are okay with this. They're not getting sick. They're not, you know, it's not, there's not a widespread problem. But how might that be addressed on a local level and who would participate and so forth if we were to address this?
How might it be cleaned up?
Yes, and addressed. I mean, we've been told that we ought to address this and get people involved who can do the technology to take care of this issue. And I have no idea how to go about that, okay?
But you know how to find people.
I do know how to find people, yes.
So you can find the people who can implement the fix, as you call it.
Okay. And that's simply a matter of technology, right? To get the plant working properly?
Correct.
Does the plant need to be replaced, or is it fixable the way it is?
It is fixable.
All right. That's good. That's good news. Okay. I have the sense that there's some similarities between Putin and Trump, that every human on the planet has done bad stuff in the past. I have, the host has, all of us have made mistakes that look like mistakes or have done things that maybe weren't in total integrity as we're growing up and learning about life. But that both Trump and Putin have moved beyond that into a much more sensible, honorable adult state, if you will, rather than operating from the inner child. Is that correct?
These two individuals you speak of, have a belief in humanity, they get a great deal of performance from the people they work with because they let them know, in many ways, that they are aware that they have it within them to contribute. Do you follow?
Yes, that's so their leadership capabilities speak to empowering those who work with them to reach for their best selves and do their best job. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that. Another way to say it is they give everyone the opportunity to step up.
Yes. And the great divide is going on between those choosing to step up in this moment and those choosing not to. We see that.
That is true as well.
Yes. Okay. So that's, and my understanding is a real quality of leadership to inspire those around you to do their very best and to want to do their very best. Is that another way to say it?
That is another way to say it. Yes, indeed.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, I'm very excited that we've got this opportunity to really move the planet and humanity forward, right? That's why you're here, because this is a rebirth.
Correct.
And even better than the original Declaration of Independence. That was a rebirth at the time.
At that time it was, yes.
Yes, yes, and we can go beyond that. In my teaching on foundations, I have shared my vision of the difference between the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, and that is that the Declaration of Independence is a mission statement of direction, purpose, philosophy, and so forth, whereas the Constitution simply laid out rules by which the Declaration of Independence principles would be put into effect. Would you consider that a fair evaluation?
I would.
Oh, good. Okay. That's great. So on that basis, then, the Constitution that we have needs to be tweaked, rewritten, upgraded to the current world, which, because it's very old now compared to the time it was written in, many things are different. So that
it is going to need to be modified to include the fact that humanity has new abilities.
Oh, so we the people are more capable.
That you are.
In general.
That is happening and will continue to happen.
Yes, I do see people are waking up more and more, even though there were so many people brainwashed that didn't see Hillary for who she really was. But it still came out okay.
Dear one, that was not by chance.
Okay, could you explain what you mean by that?
Those of us of the light worked diligently to make this happen.
Okay, that is great. Thank you all, you and all who helped with this. I was sure that was true.
You are welcome.
Okay. So, on a more personal level, Can you give us any indication of our ability to find a kitten for our cat? Because he is very starved for companionship and a protege as well. But just, should we accept less than or a different breed than the kind he is?
Dear one, may I suggest that you're placing the burden of work on the wrong being?
Okay. And the right being would be?
The master of the universe himself.
Okay, he needs to empower the kitten to come to us, right?
He needs to make this happen.
Well, I believe he wants to.
He does. So give it to him. Don't take over his job.
Okay. Okay, so in other words, the host can communicate with him?
Yes.
That he needs to empower this? And
empower him to make this happen.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
It is he who needs it. It is he who has the ability to make it happen.
Yes, he does. Absolutely. Yes,
most definitely. So, empower him.
Okay. So, the host can have a telepathic conversation with him, specifically directed toward this, which I think he's done a little bit of, but maybe not enough to get the job done.
That is what I am saying.
Okay. All right, we will do that. Okay. Okay, back to some constitutional government stuff. Will we have the current Congress, House of Representatives, and Senate anymore, or will that all be dissolved?
It will be new governance all the way around.
So completely new form?
Yes.
And many of the government agencies closed or downsized?
Many of them completely reformatted, so to speak.
All right. And I'm assuming that the changeover includes the general eradication of what's called the black ops, the mercenaries, the shadow government type situation.
There will be no place for them.
This whole experience here on this planet is really silly putty. You can have it any way you want. Is that true?
Yes, and please remind this host of that.
I do, and I will. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, I think sometimes I'm a little hard on him, but I guess there's some things that are important to me that I need to express.
You do indeed.
Okay. Okay.
If not you, who's going to hold the light, dear?
No, I'm it. I know that. And he is for me, too.
I understand.
Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. Do you see us able to move forward within the next month or so on our living situation and the projects that we have laid out as clearly as we can at this, I believe, as clearly as we can at this point?
Yes, dear one. It will be a happy new year.
Well, I'd like it a happy November, December as well.
So be it.
Okay, let's go for that. Like,
all right.
As soon as possible. Okay. And it's my understanding that the election of Trump makes a much smoother path for the abundance that's coming for humanity in general and the changeover to the better governance and so forth?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. I was very, very sure of that. You know, I have the sense that there some of the people who've been opposed to him or felt that he wasn't the best choice, that part of that is just plain jealousy for what he's accomplished versus what they've done in their own lives. And yeah, that's a judgment, which is not good, but is that an element in there somewhere?
Yes, there in many cases that is true. The majority of the cases, though, it is simply choosing to see what you want to see.
Oh, yes. Oh,
that's,
yeah.
You know, simply.
And the major media has helped that along in hiding things about Hillary and putting out things about Trump that have swayed people's vision sometimes and their evaluations, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is it true that the major media will be the very last ones to give it up, so to speak?
It is so.
Yes. Okay. Okay. It is my understanding that Trump is very much on track with the positive financial global changes and the use of the SIP system as opposed to the SWIFT system for international wire transfers, that he's in favor of the new fair monetary stuff, right?
Yes.
And totally up to speed.
He has held to that even when it did not serve him.
He has what? I'm sorry, I missed a word.
He has held to that.
Oh.
Even when it didn't serve him.
Ooh, when it didn't serve him. How interesting. Are you saying that he was selfless in those situations?
I was saying that.
Whoa.
I am saying that.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. So he really is for humanity's benefit and the planet's benefit.
Yes.
Yes. I had a question texted to me last night from a friend who said, so you're in favor of the conservative agenda. And I texted back, no, I'm not a liberal and I'm not a conservative. I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, that I'm more of a pragmatist, and that I believe that's very similar to Trump, that you see a problem and you look for a solution. Is that correct?
Dear one, you are asking me?
For the benefit of our listeners.
You are asking me?
Okay, well, that is what I said. But it's true that he really doesn't fall into any category except he's a successful businessman, and not that he's made every decision perfectly. None of us have in the human form. That's a given. But that he looks for solutions for things independent of ideologies, if you will, at least to a certain degree. Is that correct?
Dear one, I want to go back to something you slipped over.
Okay.
I do not call you a pragmatist. I do not call you a Democrat. I do not call you a Republican, nor a politician of any kind. I called you a holder of the light, which is what you are.
Okay. Yes. Yes, because I didn't add into my text something else that's very important to me, and that's the principles of integrity and honesty and genuineness, authenticity, choosing the best that you see, whatever that is, whatever appears to be the best, highest choice at the time in whatever situation. And that I would put in there as well, that the principles of that, those principles are of vital importance, as far as I'm concerned, of individual freedom, individual responsibility.
Hello, dear one.
Carol, quickie. Just
okay,
a quickie.
Could you tell me what you see me doing like 3 months from now?
Smiling and cuddling children.
Oh, wonderful. I love children. Thank you so much. Will I still be in Kansas?
I'm afraid, dear, that is not the case.
Well, that's fine with me. Okay, I thank you so much and many blessings.
And to you, dear one.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Carol. Good question. Okay. Lots of changes coming for lots of us, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, very exciting. Very positive, very have faith. I really do my best to encourage people to step up. Whatever it is in their lives they're being offered as an opportunity that feels risky or scary or, gee, I don't think I can do that, or, oh my goodness, is this the right path, or whatever, that we're being offered, all of us, everybody on the planet is being offered opportunities to step up and do something better that affects ourselves and those around us, and not to go into fear or wimp out. It's kind of called the Great Divide right now, right?
Indeed it is.
Okay, and those who choose to not step up in their opportunities will have other opportunities at some point, which they can at that time choose to take or not take.
Dear one, every soul will have every opportunity to grow into the light that they need.
Absolutely.
Know it.
I do know it. I absolutely do know it.
Good.
And sometimes those opportunities absolutely do feel scary and risky, but they're still, you know, still worth taking with wisdom and faith and prayer and asking for help.
Yes. And you will bring Snowden home.
It will bring what home? I'm sorry?
Snowden.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Kali, so very much for being here. This has been awesome of you.
My pleasure, dear one.
And we're very grateful, and many blessings.
Namaste.
Namaste.